Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Let the filibustering begin.
Welcome to Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to Filibuster here on the Nerd Party Network. In this episode, I'm joined by writer, director and actor Laura Jean Marsh and her co-star Jamal Franklin to discuss their movie Giddy Stratospheres. Giddy Stratospheres follows Daniel and Lara, indie kid soulmates in the centre of the storm of guitars and broken glass that was the 2000s indie music scene. Beautiful, mischievous and dishevelled and on a quest for the ultimate euphoria and excitement that comes with dancing and thrashing on the front row to your new favourite song by your new favourite band, they don't miss a gig, they don't miss a beat. But as the night draws to a close, a darkness looms in the shadows of the after party, and the next day, Lara can't quite work out why Daniel is so desperate for her to remember the events of the night before. Why is she in denial? For those like myself who were the indie music kids of the 2000s, this film will strike a chord emotionally, and having you diving into Spotify to check out the film's playlist, which we've got in the show notes. I really enjoyed this film and it was a pleasure to be joined by Laura and Franklin to dive into the making of the film. Thanks so much to them for joining me and I hope you too will enjoy it and check it out. Giddy Stratospheres is now available to buy and rent on digital HD from Amazon Prime, iTunes, Google Play, Microsoft Films and TV and Sky Store. Laura, I'll start with you. You're obviously the writer, director, and one of the stars of the film. What was the origin of Giddy Stratospheres for you?
Well, I came up with the idea to write Giddy Stratospheres during the first lockdown, which feels like a million years ago now. I went for a run in the park and I was listening to a Spotify playlist of kind of indie bangers from my past. I was kind of really in the sort of central nucleus of the indie rock scene in London around sort of from the early noughties through till the end. The Long Blondes just came on and it spurred on like a tidal wave of memories from the time. I put on some of their gigs. I was in a band at the time. I was a DJ and a promoter. I went through a lot of heartbreak with various different things, lots of kind of drama around friendship groups and lots of excitement and just loads of ideas of how I could sort of thread together some of my memories into a storyline that I could put into a script came together. And I got home from my run feeling emotional. And before I knew it, I'd written Giddy Stratospheres in 2 weeks. And the next thing I knew, I was talking to Dorian and Kate from the Long Blondes and they gave me their blessing and it kind of spiraled from there really.
For you Jamal, like obviously Laura's just touched on it there, this was something that's came around in kind of lockdown and obviously has been filmed within these kind of restrictions. What's it like been for you as an actor to star and work in that kind of environment? And for you Laura, you've given yourself a huge task to do your first film, but also within COVID restrictions. How has it been for both of you navigating that?
Well, for me, it's been incredible to be working and to be working on something that's been so fun and an incredible opportunity. And I've just had the best time with the cast and the crew. So I'm so blessed to have been given this opportunity to do this during such a crazy time for us all.
And it was a bit of a challenge at times with the COVID restrictions, but we managed to shoot most of it in between lockdowns. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we had to obviously keep everyone safe and we were really on it with all that stuff. Mm-hmm. In some ways, it felt really good to give people work, like Jamal said. So everybody from our crew, our cast, a lot of the bands that we approached for soundtrack stuff, you know, everyone was sitting at home when I was chatting to all these people and everyone was feeling quite nostalgic anyway, because I think with COVID, a lot of us were all feeling quite reflective and had a lot of time on our hands. So even though obviously COVID was an absolute fucker, excuse my It was, you know, it was a nice time to connect with people. And I think it was, it kind of was timed quite well in a way for our film. And it felt really good to give people work. So there was a really nice feeling of camaraderie on set.
Jamal, if I'm correct, this is your first feature film. What was it like to get the role of Daniel and to have this exciting film to work on?
Yeah, I remember seeing the casting breakdown and doing the audition for it, the self-tape. I had the most fun I've ever had on a self-tape, just dancing and having the best time. And from that moment, I knew that this was definitely something I wanted to be involved in. And then meeting Laura and Beth, it just confirmed it. And I had the best time playing Daniel. He's just so unapologetic and loyal and fun to play that, yeah, it was incredible opportunity and experience.
I think I would have got on really well with Daniel on those thousands nights of like propaganda, like Islington and stuff like that. Yeah, I could have picked that very well.
Yeah.
His audition tape, we knew Jamal was the guy from the word go, but we had to go through obviously being polite enough to audition other people as well. Knew it was him. And when we actually met him, because he did this incredible audition tape, which was so moving and hilarious and brilliant, like we were just so blown away. But then when we met him, he left the room of this casting studio and me and Beth just danced around for about 10 minutes because we were so excited to have found him. So it's just, he honestly, he's such a superstar, and we feel so honored that we had him in our film.
What were the challenges for you, Laura, both kind of starring and directing in a movie? And how important are your co-stars like Jamal for doing that kind of dual role, for getting kind of feedback on how the scenes are playing?
Well, honestly, I genuinely mean this, and it's not sort of cheesy nonsense. I couldn't have done this without Jamal. First of all, he's representing sort of a truth from my past. And second of all, he was so supportive and so, you know, it was a collaboration the whole time. You know, Laura and Daniel are so connected. And I really wanted this to be realistic and not cheesy. And we just, you know, I really fell in love with Jamal while we were filming, and we needed that. You know, we were laughing all the time, you know, in our own little world. And that is what, you know, that's Laura and Daniel, you know, they're completely daft in the way that you are with your best friend. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, they're there for each other in the way that you need a family member to be too. And that wasn't, we weren't acting, you know, by those heartwarming scenes, hopefully heartwarming to people, you know, we were very much in that moment. So I needed it. I needed that connection. And in terms of me being spread thin, which I was, you know, I was directing and acting. The cast were really key in supporting me, Jamal especially. But I'm sure Jamal will agree that everybody in Giddy Stratospheres was just... that we were such a family. There wasn't anybody that was a pain in the ass. Everybody was there for the cause. So that helped me. But I also have to give a massive shout out to my assistant director, Josh Harper, who plays Josh, who plays Jasper. So everybody that was making the film was in the film. So we have like my producer, Beth, plays Bella. And my assistant director, Josh, plays Jasper. And he, when I wasn't able to sort of give feedback on my own performance, Josh would. And he's one of my best friends in the whole world, like a real brother to me. So I can't say that I could have done it without him. He was amazing. So I had a lot of people helping me out. I did feel absolutely knackered. But we all did, you know, and I don't know if I'd ever act in my own film again. I don't know if I could hack it, to be honest. But, I wouldn't take it back in a million years because I had the support of Jamal and the cast and the crew.
And for you, Jamal, what's Laura like as a director? Obviously, she's a scene partner, but you're also acting opposite your director. What was that dynamic like for you?
Like Laura was saying, it was such a... collaboration, especially with our relationship, it was so easy to just bounced ideas off of each other. And yeah, she's so fun, I would say. She knows what she wants and she's willing to collaborate on it, which was incredible to be able to create this character with her, alongside her, and do him justice.
One thing I've been thinking about a lot lately is that we've got this new generation of writers and directors that are coming up, where now we saw it with directors sort of in the 2000s, we would see the 80s and the 90s kind of represented on screen, that nostalgia. We're now getting to the stage where we're getting young, exciting directors capturing the early 2000s and what that was like. I think of things like Giddy Stratospheres, and then you have things like Lady Bird capturing that period in America. What do you kind of think it is about sort of this era where we're now kind of reflecting on our past? And is this something we're going to see a bit of a trend of continuing?
Well, I think that we write what we know, don't we? So I guess we're just getting to the point where people that were in their sort of heyday in the noughties are writing about their lives. So I think it's only natural that that will happen. And, you know, I think it's you know, that's when I actually am working on something that is set in the 90s. I'm working on a 90s series at the moment as my next project. But in terms of the noughties, I think it's just about writing what you know, really. If you're going to write about yourself, and that's when I was kind of, most of the stuff going on in my life happened then. So I think it's just as simple as that, really. If you're going to write truth about yourself, it's got to be for real.
The film by and large is set over a day and a night. But we see there's such a lived relationship between the two of you. How did you kind of bring that to life? Was that something that you had spent a bit of time, you know, working together before the film? Or was that very much kind of lightning in the bottle in front of the camera when things were shooting?
Well, Jamal touched on it just now. It really was a collaboration. I think in order to create a realistic relationship, you need to collaborate. I'm by no means a dictator in terms of filmmaking. So Jamal had put in a lot from the word go. You know, we talked about his character and his background and his family and his truth. And he can tell you this as well, obviously. But, you know, it really was 50-50, if not, you know, Jamal really did create Daniel with me and made it his own. So, you know, it really was a collaboration, wasn't it, mate?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's amazing because we genuinely clicked straight away. So the relationship that you see was just us. We did talk a lot at the beginning and throughout, but the chemistry was was genuine. Like, We're connected now, and that's kind of it. You're stuck.
He's stuck forever.
What do you hope people will take away from the film? It's one of those things, it's equally as enjoyable. It feels like a night out that probably a lot of us haven't had in a long time, or God, I'm missing concerts and so on. But there's also some really powerful messages about kind of, you know, families and, you know, addictions, etc. What do you kind of hope people will take away from the film and be their reflection on it?
I hope people feel comforted by it. Obviously, I'm dealing with some of my own demons in my writing, and some sort of heartbreaking memories. I hope people are comforted by it because, you know, no matter how dark things get, you know, there is always a light. And one thing that has always soothed me is music. Mm-hmm. It really is, that is my, you know, always the lullaby for me, you know, listening to music that makes me feel good. And obviously I wanted to bring those two things together. And I hope people are comforted by that. And they feel, you know, obviously people from that era are going to feel nostalgic, yeah. But that wasn't why I made the film. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to make a film about friendship, and about, you know, the things that bring us together. And I think music is one of those things, and remembering that no matter how dark things get, you'll be okay if you share your heartbreak with other people.
Absolutely. And what about for you, Jamal? What do you hope people take away from your performance and wonderful character?
Absolutely. I second everything that Laura said. For me, with Daniel, it's just the thing that I've taken from him is to just be unapologetically yourself, and being a black gay man, having the opportunity to play a character like that is something that I will hold with me forever. So I hope people find, like Laura said, comfort in just being who they are and having that sense of whether you've got the family or your made family, that you're always loved.
Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. I've watched the film a couple of times already. The joy of like a really good 67-minute runtime means you can watch it and then dive back into it the day after. So, yeah, I watched it again this morning in bed as I was drafting up my questions. So I really enjoyed it. And as you say, it's so comforting to watch something like that where, you know, it's a good night out and, you know, good music, but also something where it's like, these are lovely characters and you hope the best kind of comes together for them. So good luck with the film, and I look forward to seeing how much of a success it is.
Stay in touch. Thank you so much for support. We all just really, really appreciate it. So thanks, mate.
Join the revolution. Join the Nerd Party.
Welcome to Nerd Party.